Welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star one on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Media Teleconference call. We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Arizona coach Sean Miller, and the Wildcats are on the road at Washington Thursday and then at Washington State on Saturday. Coaches online, we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from Todd Divas, Tacoma News Tribune.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Fine.
With Washington losing three in a row, do you guys approach them with that kind of wounded opponent as the most dangerous opponent style mentality, or how do you view that streak?
No, I mean, there are peaks and valleys in every season. You know, sometimes you catch a team that really lacks confidence because they're not playing well, and every once in a while, you know, you catch a team that because they're playing very well and they're on a win streak, that can move into the next game. And, you know, just like we experienced this past week losing a tough home game to UCLA, you could have made the argument that there would have been no better time to play us in the next game, but yet we use that loss as fuel to play better. And the bottom line with Washington is they have an excellent program. Lorenzo has been there for a decade, and the success that he's had is very unique. And when you consider how long that he's been there and how well they've played, and I know some of their finest teams they've had have endured losing streaks, whether it be non-conference or in the conference. And but he's an excellent coach. They have a talented team, and I know anytime you play them at their home court, you're going to get just a really good team that's ready to go. I've never competed against Washington and felt that they didn't play as hard as any team on our schedule. So we know what we're getting, whether they've won or lost. I think that's irrelevant. It's just about playing a very good Washington team that's always going to compete for excellence.
Their offensive style has changed quite a bit this year. Their pace is way down. What do you see from them offensively?
Well, I think they really execute in the half court. They have a lot of different ways they can create shots for Wilcox. They can throw the ball inside to Aziz. And on a given night, they have other players that can really make plays. They've adjusted to maybe their depth and their personnel. But in the half court, they really, really execute and do a great, great job. You know, I know that they're probably always on a quest to get those easy baskets and pressure you with their defense because that's the identity of their program. And I'm sure that that's something they're going to really try to do this weekend and moving forward for the rest of their schedule. But whether they're in transition or in the half court, I think they do a really, really good job.
And of the three recent tight games with them, you have the Derek Williams block, Isaiah's buzzer beater, Tony Roten's block last year. Which of those three stands out most to you?
The one we won. But, you know, I mean, no question, we've had some great games, and that's what I said earlier with my answer. Playing against Washington, we've always played against an extremely competitive team, a team that plays very hard, has played well, and, you know, just has like that next gear of competitive fire that if you're not ready to match it, you're going to have a hard time winning. And, you know, they've beaten us. That's the other thing. You know, it's not as if we've had a tremendous amount of success, even though the games have been close. I think two of those three games have gone the other way. So this is a brand new year. It's a new season. It's a new team. But I think we fully expect it to go up to Washington and play in front of a great crowd against a team that's going to play really hard. And the respect we have for them is immense.
You ever rewatch Isaiah's shot and think that you wanted to do anything differently? Obviously, that's kind of become lore around here and even followed him into the pros.
No, it was a great shot. You know, that was in the Pac-12 championship game in L.A. and two very good teams that year playing for a title. He made a great shot. He's a great player and doesn't surprise me to see the success he's had in the NBA once he left Washington. I think all of us as coaches that coached against him in Washington knew that he was that special guard.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Percy.
Hey, the way that you guys played defense this past Saturday, was that more what you guys did or what SC just didn't do?
It might have been the combination, Percy. You know, sometimes you can catch a team. You know, they made 15 threes two nights earlier at Arizona State and scored more than 90. And, you know, sometimes when you take some of those shots and they go in, you tend to go into that next game thinking in those terms. And, you know, there's a reason why you don't make 15 threes a game. But I did think that from our perspective, the things we could control, that we played very hard. We played as a team. And, you know, for us to have the most success we can have, that's the type of defensive effort that we want. Now, that doesn't mean that we're always going to pitch a shutout or have the results that we had in that game, but I know that's our best chance, and I think that if one thing we learned this weekend, it was that that's how we have to do it more times than not.
And then I would imagine that you were just proud of the way that the guys bounced back after the loss to UCLA there. Did they show you something, you know, just with the way that they played Saturday?
They did. You know, it was a very difficult loss. You know, this whiteout theme that we have, I think we're going to retire it, put it in a package, and let someone else do it. It hasn't worked out very well for us the last 2 years. You know, a year ago you were there against Washington and this year against UCLA. But, you know, it was a national game against an excellent team. It was a big game for us. It was a home game. And you leave that game with a lot of disappointment because we've played some excellent basketball leading into that game. And oftentimes that disappointment can carry into your next game, which happens so quickly in the Pac-12. But I thought the leadership on our team, how we approached it, we stuck together. And if anything, our Saturday's performance reflected a lot that we learned from Thursday as opposed to a negative light. And I think as a coaching staff and just as a group, you feel good because, you know, it's hard to win every game, and how you handle those losses really, to me, allows you to have a successful season.
Mm-hmm. Then are you getting the playmaking that you want out of the point guard spot?
Yes, and, you know, Mark came under a lot of fire after the UCLA game, and he didn't play well. He knows that as much as all of us, and, you know, to have zero assists and I think four or five turnovers what he had, but you know, the thing that can't be lost is he's also played extremely well for the entire season. And Mark is a combo guard. He gives you a scoring element at that position that sometimes people can take for granted. And he's done a really, really good job for our team. We would be nowhere near where we are today if we didn't have him. And he just happened to pick the wrong game to play bad in because a lot of people saw that, and I think, you know, you tend to overreact and throw a guy like him under the bus. But he came back against USC, had three assists and one turnover, and did a really good job running our team.
And then just the last thing here, just where is Hill at now? It seems as if you just take a look at the stats there, like he's really starting to show himself lately.
You know, Solomon Hill's I think every coach in our conference respects him because they've all seen him grow each year that he's been at Arizona. And if you were at our practices every day, you would like him even more because he's the most competitive player on our team. He brings it every day. You know, he's in a quest to win every game that he plays. He wants to leave his senior year, and he wants to leave here feeling good about what he did as the oldest player on our team. And, you know, whether he scores, whether he rebounds, whether he passes the ball, he's a very, very important cog in our team's wheel. And I believe he's one of the best players in our conference.
Cool. All right, Coach. I'll see you soon.
All right, we'll take one more question.
Your final question comes from Tom Kinsler, Denver Post.
John, I'm doing a story on Colorado's freshman Xavier Johnson. He had a pretty good game against you guys, and you've probably seen him on tape as you've scouted teams the last few weeks. What do you see of his progression and his potential?
Well, Xavier Johnson is one of the most talented young players in our conference. You know, his size is striking, regardless of how tall he is. To me, he plays bigger than his actual height. And, you know, he's playing for an excellent coach who puts him in a great position to be successful. And, you know, it's that combination of Roberson and him that, to me, brings out the best in both of those guys, where they're so versatile and you have a decision each game on who to cover which player with. Do you play your power forward or small forward on them? And they really do a great job of using the mismatch, whatever mismatch they have, to their advantage. They do a great job of using it. But Xavier can do a lot of different things. It's his versatility, though, that really seems to stand out. And you know, we have so many good young players in our conference, but he's certainly one of them.
Thank you very much.
All right, that'll do it. Sean, thanks for your time today.
Yep. Thank you, Dave.
All right, we'll see you.